Welcome to our new program. It's the Marketplace Index for Monday the 5th. I'm David Brancaccio. Each day, we're looking at what's driving the economy and markets. And with U.S. financial markets closed for Labor Day, let's look at ways to lift the labor market. Jobs are set to be the economic focus of this week, ahead of President Obama's Thursday speech on putting Americans back to work. The president is looking for, quote, bipartisan solutions to help grow the economy. Among the ideas that might provide inspiration comes from Georgia. When attorney Michael Thurmond was Georgia's labor commissioner, among the problems was how to hook up the long-term unemployed with reluctant employers. Thurmond's response is called Georgia Works.
It's basically a trial whereby a person receiving unemployment insurance benefits continues to receive the benefit while they receive up to 6 weeks of training from a potential employer. And after the 6 weeks, the employer can offer a job or provide a certificate establishing the credibility of the training.
Thurmond says that Georgia Works is especially useful in today's economy, where some employers are refusing to hire the long-term unemployed.
What we really have to understand, and I've heard it thousands of times over the years, is that unemployed Americans say, if I could just get my foot in the door, Georgia Works allows a person to literally put their foot in a door of a potential employer so they can demonstrate their talents, their skills, and abilities. And even if they are not hired, it strengthens their resume by allowing them to claim a recent employment opportunity or training opportunity. And that helps them because they become more marketable to other potential employers.
Timothy Bartik, senior economist at the W.E. Upjohn Institute for Employment Research, says Georgia Works and other programs like it, including New Hampshire's, are useful enough, and in the grand scheme of things, not all that expensive. But he worries that in today's dauntingly slack job market, with so many competing for positions, programs like Georgia Works don't create enough new jobs.
I mean, if this was a full employment economy, this program might be just what you need, because in a full employment economy, the constraint to expanding jobs is the supply of labor. So getting some of the long-term unemployed so they're more employable might make a lot of sense. But in this economy, I mean, the issue is even if these workers get placed, someone else would have gotten that job. And the issue is, are you really expanding the total job pool?
So if you had the White House's ear, what might be a more fruitful area for them to look?
I think we need to focus on things that actually create jobs. And the reality is, to actually induce employers to create jobs is more expensive than getting employers to just hire one person rather than another.
The current Congress may be resistant to employment programs with a high price tag. Now let's have a look at our index, a daily attempt, unscientific to be sure, to measure the true state of the economy via a real alternative indicator. Labor Day was created more than a century ago, back in 1882, in fact, part of an agreement that President Grover Cleveland negotiated with workers to end a railroad strike. That got us to thinking about strike activity these days. So we crunched some government data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. And this is what we found. While work stoppages are way down compared to 2008, they are moving back up again. This suggests economic pain that has us marking our index down a notch today. You can see the index at marketplace.org. This is APM, American Public Media.